Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. We've got a very special show with special guests tonight. We're going to be talking about some not only gloom and doom, but really the light at the end of the tunnel issues that I think you'll find fascinating tonight. I want to, first of all, give it up to the Creator and then to our sponsors. First of all, Heavenly Creator, thanks for the glorious blessings you're constantly pouring out on us. Thank you for BBS Radio Group. Thanks for Don Newsom, Seth in Engineering. Thanks for the capacity to reach the people that we reach with your word, your way, your will. And we praise you for all of that. We praise you for the steps of the righteous. We ask for you to make us your righteous, the right standing, where the steps are ordered, that the synchronicities occur in our lives on a moment-to-moment, instantaneous, always basis. And we praise you for bringing to us all the resources, all the people, the capacities, the financial as well as personal human resources necessary to do your word, your will, your way in this extraordinary period in history, what some call the end times, which really are the beginning times. We've got to realize, Heavenly Creator, that if we are in crisis, that it is your crisis that we're in, that we realize in the process of moving through crisis that there is great opportunity, and that we, as your children, give it up to you because you are the Godfather. You are the protector. You are the one who commands. You are the King of the universe, and for all your glorious blessings and the protection that you give to us through your mercy and your power, that the protection that we feel we have now, the angels of protection surrounding your people on the front lines of this peace movement, we praise you for those angels of protection. We praise you for the capacity to be in synchronicity, to be in divine harmony, to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not fearing evil, because it is like darkness that flees by your light, by your truth, by our destiny to fulfill on your behalf and on humanity's behalf as well. We praise you for all this opportunity. And in Yahshua's name, I praise you. Amen. So with that, folks, I want to give it up also to the sponsors of the Insight Hour. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, for all of the wonderful health educational materials, the health products, the health equipment that's there that folks like you listening, please invest in your future and your health and your safety. Move through that catalog. Find the products that are appropriate for you. Deals typically with five steps. Detox, number one, deacidify, that's alkalize, number two, boosting or normalizing natural immunity. Our show tonight is largely about all of these. Detox through water. Deacidify, pH adjustment through water. Boosting, normalizing immunity through simply, we're going to talk about a product tonight, as we did a couple of weeks ago, called OxySilver, the most amazing product I've seen, and it's a great blessing. It is a great privilege to be bringing this product forward at this extraordinary time. I feel it is a great blessing that our Creator has given to those of us who are on the front lines, who have the ears open to hear the truth and the eyes to see the documentation to prove that our destiny is a bright one and a glorious one, and that the people who have been ransomed, the Bible talks about, that is, that have the Creator's name imprinted in the pineal gland, the spiritual gyroscope, the processing station, that it took us a lot of time and effort and energy and purification to get here. That means we paid our dues. We've been ransomed, paid our dues to get here. Well, we need to have some simple protections, and there's nothing more simple than what we're going to talk about, a product called OxySilver that's available through HealthyWorldStore.com. So I want to thank Healthy World Store. I want to thank Tetrahedron LLC, which is tetrahedron.org, publishing company for all of my books and tapes and DVDs. There's a new film company, Tetrahedron Films. There's a new record company, Tetrahedron Records. You can go online to tetrahedronrecords.com, and you can see what we're doing now is inviting musicians from all over the world who have the, again, eyes to see and ears to hear the truth, the calling that the Creator gives us, and the glorious blessings of the technology to advance for our protection and the transformation of this planet. That is the perfect circle of sound, nine frequencies, extremely special, nothing like it in the universe. Simply nine, out of which all sacred geometry comes, out of which all physical matter materializes. So nine frequencies in the perfect circle of sound, and we're inviting and looking for performers and entertainers who can grasp what it is that we're talking about. And in essence, in a nutshell, you know, you tune into the radio, and when your radio isn't right on the channel that it's supposed to be, if it's even one cycle per second off, you start to get staticky. You don't get the good reception. And the same thing is with the Creator. There's nine core frequencies that nature vibes to, and it's not what we're hearing on radio. A440 is about as far away as you can get to one of the notes of nature. So we've got the nine notes of nature now, and the Creator's frequency vibrations, and that's in essence the musical mathematics of creativity, core creative frequencies. So we've got Tetrahedron Records. Go to tetrahedronrecords.com, and you can see what we're doing there with musicians like Scott Huckabee and Jonathan Goldman. By the way, Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD was number one on Amazon.com last week after I got off coast to coast with George Norrie. We had a wonderful interview with George. Thank you, George. Thank you, Coast to Coast. Thank you, Lisa and Tom, for all of your support and blessings. So we not only had Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD, which is the most powerful healing CD on the planet, go to number one on the charts on Amazon.com following that interview. We also had OxySilver.com, subject of tonight's discussion, OxySilver.com, go to number one for 2 days in the world on the web searches. The most trafficked websites in the world for 2 days was OxySilver.com. So I'm privileged, humbled, and thankful to all of you listening for supporting the great work that we're doing, and your part intimately connected as our family, extended family, and our community to this work. Without you, without our Creator, I would be nothing, and this work would not be at all relevant. However, it is a different story, and you've made me your choice for listening on this show, Inside Hour, and maybe others, and the Creator's selected me to bring forth some divine revelations, and I praise the Creator for choosing me. Tonight we're going to talk about, we've got a couple special guests. We had a couple weeks ago, we had Burke Elder as with us tonight again, and we have a special guest, a physicist who shall whose name shall remain anonymous tonight. There are a lot of folks who are doing wonderful work, for everybody from people within the Central Intelligence Agency, and there's probably nobody that bangs the CIA more. In fact, if you did a search on just put the initial CIA into the Google search engine, and you'll probably come up with more articles by Dr. Leonard Horowitz than you will the Central Intelligence Agency that's available on the Internet. They don't publicize too much. And however, we've been exposing a lot in there. And even some individuals within national security, people are good people everywhere. The question is that the beast is a burdensome, very, very discomforting and genocidal operation, and that there are good people within its ranks. And, you know, there's a wisdom in keep your friends close and your enemies closer. A lot of people are within the military. A lot of people are even in politics. Although I don't see too many running and can articulate the truth as much as I'd like to see it be told. You know, there's good people, and it's a bad system, and it's a hideous genocidal agenda currently unfolding in America that we're going to look a little bit at tonight, and we're going to look at the solutions to that. I want to introduce the subject by a recent, actually, this is March the 25th, so it's a very recent release that just came out of Europe. It's titled AIDS Research in Crisis as Miracle Vaccines Actually Increase Chance of Catching the Virus. Well, you know, this is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, and there's nothing new from that headline from Dr. Leonard Horowitz's work over the past decade since 1996. with publication of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature Accident or Intentional, where I exposed the vaccine agenda and the whole AIDS propaganda as being genocidal, that we now today, here we are, how many years later, the AIDS pandemic began around 1978, started to get some publicity around 1980. By 1984, allegedly, Dr. Robert Gallo, the man who was partly responsible for creating this hideous bioweapon, was credited for having discovered it and made a lot of money by that allegation and discovery. And the bottom line was that from the very beginning, I was saying this whole vaccine agenda and AIDS research and vaccines was insane, because the fact of the matter is that the virus mutates so rapidly when it jumps from one person to another, it's already 5% different. So how is it that you can make a vaccine against a man-made, very unstable bioweapon, a population-controlling agent called HIV? I saw it was ridiculous. And that's exactly what the headlines now and the world consensus of scientists is now finally decreeing. Well, it only took them about, 1984 to 2008. You figure it out. It took a long time. At any rate, tonight we're going to talk about, really what's happening. There's a lot of threats. I want to ask Elder Burke. Elder, come on in. Join us in the conversation. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
Well, thanks for having me on again. Hello, Leon. Hello, BBS Radio listeners and our mystery guest. Hello.
Yes, and, Burke, I know that you have some news also that's passed by your desk in the last week to 2 weeks with regard to the threats of biological weapons, of flus, of the avian flu, and we had a discussion earlier today. Maybe you can share from your heart as well as your head about what we were talking about insofar as Babylonian deception and this global beast comes falling down. The people who are operating it are at they're at great risk, and they have also highly evolved intelligence and an understanding of the spiritual dynamics of the spiritual renaissance, and they're not going to go lightly. They're not going to retreat lightly, and they probably have some other things in store for us. So one of those things apparently appears to be at a high likelihood is biological weaponry, a continuation of the intoxication of humanity through the air, through the water, through the foods, as well as a depletion of the immunity that gives us the capacity to resist infectious diseases. So can you... I'm sorry? Well, welcome to the Insight Hour, caller. Just hold on for a couple minutes and while we introduce our guest for this evening, and then we'll take your questions, okay?
Okay.
Very good, thank you. So, Burke, give us a little bit of what's on your heart in regard to these now impending risks, if not obvious threats.
Well, first of all, I'm grateful that there's something out there like OxySilver that gives us some hope that we can deal with this, but on the downside, I keep getting a lot of feedback that we've got animals that are dying up in the north and the northeast. Bats are dying by the thousands with white rings around their noses, indicating that something is in the air. Birds are dying. The bees up the northeast are dying. Many of them are already dead. They're having trouble with hives up in the northeast. We're hearing that there's a lot of interoffice memos going on in amongst the different companies and even funeral homes, interoffice memos going around. Tonight I confirmed this, that people are saying that this is indeed true, that people in high places are getting memos to be prepared for avian flu. As if it's not but when, almost as if that we're being prepared for it. They're going to do something, and it's all going to be something like this flu-like thing, that epidemic we're in, that all the country was hit all at one time, not normally as it progresses in pockets and then the infection spreads, but the entire country gets it all at one time, which, again, is another indicator. But the word
let me clarify that. That there are people within the death industry that have been placed on alert. Is that right?
Yeah, the CDC is contacting and sending out memos even to understand to a funeral home directors and meetings are being held to prepare funeral home directors, which I think is another indicator. But of course, the CDC has been the head funeral home directors for some time anyway, haven't they?
Yeah, that's well, emergency staff, personnel, fire officials, police officials, emergency responders, doctors, nurses, they're all being prepped in emergency response for what is, they say, an impending outbreak.
Yes, and on the news last night, NBC was, again, the mainstream media does, is parroting the use of vaccines and questioning. They have families on every now and then that are talking about vaccine, and they'll use the usual lines that tell people to impress upon them that they need to stay with vaccines, that the risks are less. The peer pressure game is continuing to go on. We're continuing to hear more about even the MRSA, MRSA, which is the resistant mutating strain of staph, is even getting worse in the United States than AIDS right now. And so we're continuing to see several different types of emerging infectious diseases that are coming on. And quite a lot of aerosol spraying is going on. We're hearing a lot of reports that people are getting just totally saturated. Unbelievable what they're seeing in the air with this white rain falling down, this fallout, and people reporting sore throats and upper respiratory infections and such.
Yeah, it appears to me to be part of what, folks, it's classically called non-lethal warfare. In the revolution of military affairs, hitting populations that are targeted for elimination or at least population reduction, hitting those populations with combinations of biological as well as chemicals. The chemicals, like you have in the chemtrails, as well as the pollution and the intoxication of the food supplies and water. You have a diminution of the immunocapacity to fight infectious diseases, as well as cancers. And so as your immune system is taken out chemically, then the biologicals kick in. It's called the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting non-lethal warfare, which is a misnomer. It's actually lethal, but it kills slowly, untraceably, with cofactors, so that one company or one individual cannot be sufficiently evidentially blamed for creating the genocide. This is the most advanced technology in population management, population control. It is genocide. Genocide is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of populations for profit, politics, or ideology. And the reason why, above all else, it's chosen as the method of choice for reducing populations is because people become sick and enslaved to the pharmaceuticals. For years and years, that's what they call Centers for Disease Control. It's a controlling of the disease, a controlling of the outbreaks. It's not prevention. It's not cure. It's population management, population control, disease control, and that ultimately it's the most profitable way to kill people untraceably. So that's what we have unfolding, and if you're interested in a textbook that will give you great background on this, get the book that I wrote called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. It came out 3 months before that fateful, hideous day of September 11th, 2001. In June, 3 months before September 11th, this book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, came out, and it relays this whole agenda that is a political, sociopathic agenda to decimate the populations at least half to two-thirds of the world's population is targeted for elimination. And if you're not aware of it, you're at risk. If you even are aware of it and you're not doing justice to self-care, to self-love, to protecting yourself, your family, your loved ones, preparing is necessary. Preparations for this decimation is extremely urgent at this point. And if you're not, you're, in my humble opinion, a fool. It's really time to make some very important choices to ideally sustain yourself as a loving, capable, worthy human being who deserves to be cared for, loved, and protected. So it's a very important time in history. Go ahead, Elder. Let me not interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say a couple more things. That we're also getting information that Morgellons symptoms are increasing, and although they continue to try to get the dermatologists and the doctors to try to get some assistance from them, they continue to blow them off and say, you know, it's all in your head, but it's really, really not. These fibers apparently seem to have their own, like a nanite type of structure to them, where these fibers are literally growing outside of the body, inside the body, and protruding through the skin and causing people untold grief and symptoms, and it's affecting them psychologically as well. So I think there's a lot to be concerned about, but it's so good to know that as these things begin to present themselves to us, that those of us that are doing what you're talking about, Lynn, and stepping forward and getting their hearts right and looking up to things above, answers are presenting themselves just like it was promised to us it would do. And so we have this opportunity to look into water and the physics of water and what's being done with water and understanding the holographic universe all together differently. It's just an amazing time to be living in. I'm really glad, and I'm happy I'm here in this time.
Me too. So, folks, let's focus for the rest of the show on the good news. You know, the Creator says that He would never, ever leave His people uncared for and unprotected. And so that is a contract. That's a covenant. And that we can depend on that with full faith and trust in that loving source of our sustenance. So I want to introduce now our anonymous support guest tonight, who's an expert in physics as well as water chemistry, a lot of research in the manner in which molecular chemistry can be modified energetically. And so welcome, our esteemed guest.
Well, thank you very much for having me. You've got to keep something in mind here. I can lecture for 3 to 4 hours on water alone. So
well, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you take the next 15 minutes? You've got 15 minutes, and share the most pressing issues with regard to water and what's wonderful about the concept of a hydrosol, silver oxygen, water-based preventative that will make and is making vaccinations as well as antibiotics obsolete. That's called OxySilver. So give us some background on your work and how you got here.
Okay. Well, my work started several years ago, almost 20 years ago, with the development of a unique laser. I conceptualized the laser. I was involved in its construction. It's the only kind, laser of its kind in the world. And in the beginning, the laser wasn't developed to do anything with water. That was a subsequent discovery. And I must say that it was a very significant and important discovery. Going back 26 years, I had a young lady come to me, and she demonstrated all the signs of serious dehydration. And I thought that was peculiar in view of the fact that she was drinking over 2 gallons of water a day. And over the years, I run into several people who are staunch, you know, supporters of drinking large volumes of water on a daily basis. And virtually every one of them has been in the category of serious to critical dehydration. So my work began with, kind of like Albert Einstein, I begin with some pretty intense thought experiments, and then my work progresses to mathematics. And here's what I discovered. The world of science, physics in particular, has kind of failed in a sense when it comes to an understanding of water. And the problem starts with making too many assumptions and then not asking enough of the appropriate questions. And it never made any sense to me that you could wave your hand back and forth through the air in front of you. It feels one way, and then you put your hand in a bathtub of water, and it's entirely different. Now, why would necessarily molecules made up of one part oxygen and two parts hydrogen feel any different than the mixture of atmospheric gases? Primarily, the atmosphere is made up of molecules of nitrogen, molecules of oxygen, and then there's significant amounts, in fact, increasing amounts of carbon dioxide, and there's carbon monoxide, there's a number of different heavier molecules and some extremely light atoms in the atmosphere. Now, why do the particles in the atmosphere have such different characteristics and attributes than a bathtub or a swimming pool of water? When I got into my work on water, I made an interesting discovery. The independent water molecule is formed by the electrostatic force of attraction between oppositely charged ions. In this case, you've got oxygen and you've got hydrogen. And it's referred to as an electrovalent bond, or more commonly, it's called an ionic bond. This is an extremely stable, low-energy electronic configuration. And in this configuration, water represents one of the simplest electric bipolar charge fields in existence. What that means is that, very, very simply put, water molecules are magnetic. The oxygen side has a net negative charge. The two hydrogen atoms, which are basically two protons, on the other side, give that side a net positive charge. So what we call bipolar charge field, which in physics is referred to a permanent dipole moment, reduces, in fact, greatly reduces the probability of water molecules existing in a free, unattached state. So water molecules are not prone to be independent and stay to themselves. Unlike the gases in the atmosphere, water molecules are going to be drawn together, and it's not because there will be single, say, hydrogen bonds between adjacent molecules. No, the bonding is already taken care of between the two hydrogen and the oxygen. Water molecules are drawn together by the electric force field, and they come together in these three-dimensional stable configurations we know as polyhedra. So when I got into the study of the thermodynamics of water, it was my finding that about 95 to 98% of all the water on the planet is that the particles are absolutely too big to be absorbed through the membrane wall of the cell. There's absolutely no way they'll get through. It's kind of like stuffing a basketball through the little tiny holes in a badminton net. The fact of the matter is, most of your water particles in all of the world's drinking supplies are about, roughly 1,000 times too big to get through a little tiny active protein channel on the side or the membrane wall of the cell that's known as an aquaporin. I found out that with this special laser I had developed, I could engineer the water particle. That is, I could change the thermodynamic status of water and basically bring the water particle down in size. You have to do that by changing its geometry. As soon as water, which is, of course, free to exchange energy with its environment, as soon as water absorbs the right kind of energy, the water particle will disassemble and immediately reassemble into a particle with a different geometry and a different size. So what I discovered was that I could bring, with this laser, all of the water particles in any bulk quantity of water down to three basic particles. Interestingly, they are the smallest tetrahedrons that we know of. The polyhedrons. They are the tetrahedron. There's a kind of a modified cube. A cube is also known as a hexahedron, but imagine you have a box, a square box, and it's sitting on a table, and you've got four points. So let's imagine those represent water molecules. Just take the top of the box and twist it so that it's twisted 90 degrees with respect to the four below it on the table. And that's a modified cube. That's the other particle. And then the third one is a dodecahedron. Now, the tetrahedron has four faces. It has four water molecules in it. Of course, the cube has six faces, and it has eight particles. In this case, they'd be water molecules. And the dodecahedron has 12 faces and basically would contain 20 water molecules. And you'll find that when the water particles go down this small, they go less than half a nanometer in size. They go down to the range of 4 angstroms or 0.4 nanometers, whereas largest particle that you can get through the aquaporin channel on the side of the membrane wall of a cell would be a particle that's about a nanometer in size. And a lot of the world's water, drinking water supplies, are made up of water particles that are 1,000 times bigger than that. They're up around a micron in size. So what I've succeeded in doing is engineering. Well, not only is it the world's most hydrating water, but it happens to be the only water I know of that can efficiently hydrate a human being. There's a number of ways of determining what we call intracellular hydration, which is hydration inside of a cell. And the average, probably worldwide, is 40 to 50%. Intracellular hydration. A lot of people fall much lower than that. I've checked people down below 15% intracellular hydration. And there's a device out there that's very accurate at measuring intracellular hydration, and they're telling me that the people drinking this water are measuring in the high 80s, and if they drink it long enough, they'll get into the 90s. Eventually the high 90s. And I'm not exactly a spring chicken myself, having been born just after World War II, and I can tell you that I'm right now at 99% intracellular hydration. Now, when Mr. Hale contacted me, he wondered what would happen if my water were used to run through this reactor. And that covalent silver hydrosol process, I had an opportunity to analyze the product, and it seemed to be very good. But when we use my water as a basis for that, for your oxy-silver product, it vastly improves it. And one of the reasons why it vastly improves it is because there's a matter of density, and the same volume of water, if the particles are smaller, you're actually crowding more particles into the same basic volume of space. And so the water doesn't necessarily change in weight. You can just get more particles in, and there's a physics reason why the weight doesn't necessarily change. But the water particles are now capable of taking anything, basically, that's in solution in the water or that might be attached to the water molecule itself much easier into the interior cytoplasm environment of the cell. So I was actually doing some experiments with vaporizing the water into the atmosphere, and we found out that actually the pulmonary alveoli in the lung are much more efficient at absorption than the alveoli in your small intestine. And the possibility exists that your oxysilver not only could be and is ingested, but it all could also be absorbed through the pulmonary alveoli of the lung and be very, very easily and efficiently absorbed into the tissues of the body. So that, in a nutshell, that's a fast track on what I've done, and the product that's now the basis for your OxySilver is quite honestly the only water in the world that is really capable of hydrating a person efficiently. Now, that's not just hearsay. That's not just my opinion. There have actually been some tests conducted, and the best way of testing this hypothesis is to use actual membranes. And the best membrane to use to check the hypothesis would be a cell itself. So you take cells in one test case. They use cells from a species of algae. They were plant cells. And they were testing my water against three other samples of purified water, that is, water purified in different ways. And they have a way of making the cells very thirsty. They dehydrate them before the test with salt. And then they'll have the cells on a microscope slide, and you can see what's going on the monitor. And they add the water to the cells. Now, you can't see where the water goes until you add a stain or a dye to it. So with the appropriate stain or dye in the water, you watch what happens. And in this case, the gentleman who conducted the test was a PhD in microbiology, and he said that the three highly purified samples of water, he said, took hours to show any signs of hydration. But he was absolutely astounded and amazed by the fact that my water dropped through the membrane wall and hydrated significantly in about 30 seconds. That was the difference. Subsequent follow-up tests were done on tissues from beef, pork, turkey, and chicken. And the gentleman who did these tests, very, very careful about finding real fresh tissue. They have a way of thin slicing it, and he did the same thing, pre-dehydrate with salt, the tissues, and he compared the water against 19 other samples of supposed high-tech waters. And there's a lot of confusion in the market out there. There's all kinds of claims made about all these different waters, and the uninitiated simply don't know what to believe, and I can understand their confusion in that regard. But these 19 samples of water were put on slides with these different tissue types, and he had to keep track of these things, and the result was this. He said that it took a minimum of 3 days for those 19 water samples to show any significant sign of hydration. And then it was kind of funny the way he put this. He was trying to be humorous. He said, I don't want you to get a big head about this, he said, but your water went through and hydrated in 10 minutes. That was the difference. And then he said, it's extremely peculiar that if I added a couple drops of your water to about an ounce of each of the other samples, he said it cut their hydration in half, and it went from 3 days to a day and a half. So the water has some very, very interesting characteristics because it's a highly energized water. It carries a great deal of energy. As a matter of fact, I can take a bottle of my water, and I can detect an energy field all the way out to a distance of 2,500 feet from a bottle of water. So it's having a powerful effect on the gravity field. It's very, very powerful at bending or curving space-time. So,
you know, folks, I want to just interject here. That concept is not at all unreasonable when you consider the fact that the Creator's word into the superconductor creative juice, the water, created everything in the universe. This is in the beginning of Genesis. The Creator, there was a Creator, the water, even before the word, and it was out of the water, so that the word transmitted the frequency vibration resonance signaling, which precipitated, crystallized everything in the structured universe. So again, this is now we're talking about this concept of having a dramatic energy transmission occur with the correct water.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And one other aspect that I find very interesting, I had a former partner, and we were working with a nuclear engineer, and the partner had been involved in metallurgy for many years, about 30 years, and we had some input from a really bright geophysicist, and then I was coming along, you know, from the physics angle of it. And we discovered that the human body needs minerals actually in two states. One state is purely as energy, and the other, of course, is in a solid state. What the body does with minerals in a solid state, it actually benefits from the electrical charge of the valence. And the proper electrical charge or valence would be -2. Otherwise, a cell, according to a biochemist, is not designed to take a solid particle inside. A cell actually just wants to be exposed to the energy of a mineral, that is, its frequency. So it's, I guess, extremely fortunate that I can encode the frequencies of not only the minerals, that is, the elements on the periodic table that your body needs, but I can encode the frequency or energy of the correct isotope. Well, let me give you just a brief example. There are almost 20 different forms or isotopes of iron, and out of those 20 isotopes, your body will only use one, and that's iron isotope 57. And where you find out about these isotopes is actually not in college chemistry books. You'll find out about these correct isotopes in the publications of the United States Atomic Energy Commission. And a cell is going to look for a premetallic, unstable isotope as energy every time. And it's extremely interesting that it seems to have the ability to synthesize what it needs if it's provided or that is interfaced with the correct energy. So people will drink the water. There are no minerals in the water. I've simply encoded the mathematical analog of the minerals in the water, and you will show signs of really superior mineralization. Women can notice it in the growth rate of their hair. Their fingernails and toenails will change, become very, higher quality. There are simply a number of indicators that these people are getting superior mineralization. And so that's another aspect to the water that is the basis for the oxysilver. So you've got when you're talking oxysilver, you're talking an incredibly sophisticated product there, probably something that's 22nd century technology.
Yay.
Maybe a little ahead of its time.
Yeah. Folks, I want to interject something also, and then let's get to our caller, and let's have Elder Burke Elder, kind of like give a summary and maybe a last statement before I close the show. The concept that the Atomic Energy Commission has control over, and the energy industrials have control over this concept of atomic particles and the energetics of alchemy, really, where you don't necessarily have the physical material entering the cell. You have the water frequency resonating that transmits the code signaling within the cell and its intelligence circuitry to receive what is physically not there. It's like a homeopathic. It's the same way that works. This is a spirituality. It's a bio-spirituality that the Atomic Energy Commissioners, because this is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. If you read the books such as Death in the Air, and or especially if you're advanced in this field, if you're a healthcare professional, get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. It's a book that I came out with a couple years back where I went through the most sophisticated and advanced research in this whole field of bioenergetics, looking at the body temple as a body electric, and every aspect of the cell, everything that's going on in it, every structure in and around it is associated with energy transmission. And so what our special guest is articulating here has, you know, extraordinary relevance to this earlier topic of the global genocide, the master manipulators, the spiritual enslavers, if you will. In essence, you know, we're operating, most people know this, at certainly less than 10% of our mind capacity is being used. What happens if we activate the water, giving all the cells the frequency resonance of spirituality that's inherent in nature, that's God's blessing for humanity, and that suddenly we now open up into this new age, this messianic age of 1,000 years of world peace, where we're not thinking with our heads, we're thinking with our hearts, and that we basically then are capable of using this whole mastermind, this intuition, this divine connection. And so that's part of what this technology is about. It's intimately related to the global industrialists that are literally coercing, enslaving, and killing the populations. It has been a long, long time coming that we have now these revelations that clearly and scientifically lay out what it is that we're facing here and what the opportunity is that we're celebrating here. And the part of the celebration is in the technology innovation that is coming forth now for the salvation, physical and spiritual evolution of who we are as human beings, that is, superhuman beings. Let me just get to the guest. Are you still with us, guest caller?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have a question that's relevant to the topic this evening?
Yes.
Wonderful. Go ahead, real quick.
I was talking about the oxysilver. Will the oxysilver, when it's saturated in your body, will it drive out a fungus or a virus out of your body?
Yes, that's what I believe it will do so well. It's a broad spectrum, and of course the FDA is not going to like this. Here's my disclaimer. Do not buy oxysilver. If you give credence to the Food and Drug Administration, that will not allow us to tell you the potentially miraculous benefits that will be received and gained by using this product as recommended. And so what we have knowledge of, and if you go on oxysilver.com, we've started to put up the scientific articles that prove the point that this is a broad spectrum, antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. This is the common pathway by which this antimicrobiosis is rendered is by energetics, is this unique covalent bonding in a super saturating water that is, as our guest has mentioned, allows for the silver and the water to go into the cells and super hydrate the cells with this ultra-fine, mostly resonant frequency of silver. Of course, silver in the periodic table is one of the most electrically conductive elements. So you placed one of the most electrically conductive elements into the superconductor called water, and you have the ideal divine delivery system for physical salvation against the infectious diseases. Follow me on that?
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, and be blessed, brother.
I appreciate the information.
My pleasure. Call again. Burke Elder, you want to share some comments before we have to close?
Yes, sure. Thanks again for having me on and your guest that has been sharing his scientific information with us. It's a wish it didn't have to be secretive and there wasn't such an agenda against people that are doing the fine work like he is doing and others are doing. The unique thing about the OxySilver is this silver particle, this unique bionic particle that creates this incredible, what we call a uniform picoscalar concentrated oligodynamic silver hydrosol, which is what OxySilver is. It's the only one in the world. There's nothing else like it. What's unique about this bionic particle in the OxySilver is that it really absorbs the energies that our other guest has talked about when he uses his technology to encode information on it. This little particle holds onto it extremely well, and that's another additional aspect to it. It's a very divine thing that we have here, Lynn, and it needs to be locked up someplace, is in vaults and guarded, because water is the most precious thing in the world. We're working on having a readily bottled water product for people to be able to drink it right off of the shelf, because what you have is a concentrate that can be taken by the teaspoon or be mixed with your drinking water at home. But we have a very divine timing thing that for those that have been holding on faithfully and trusting, your prayers are being answered here. Our prayers, my prayers. If it wasn't for the gentleman that was talking earlier, I wouldn't be here, because his water technology is just did so much for me many years ago, and it's just been a blessing and a joy for me, and I'm so glad to be able to share this with you.
Thank you so much, brother. Well, folks, we've come to the close to the end of the Insight Hour. Again, let me thank Don Newsom and Seth in Engineering and BBSRadio.com for bringing you such fine edutainment, and that you can not only hear this show when we are through. Please join my special friend and colleague, Don Nikoloff, whose program is coming up right after the Inside Hour. Also, please send prayers out to Reverend Roxy Hampton. We're covering for her Mission Possible on Sunday nights for the next 3 weeks. She has had some serious back problems, as well as she's on a trip, extended trip into Asia, which was planned a long time ago. So at any rate, send her some blessings and prayers for a rapid recovery and safe return. And I want to also thank again and highly encourage you to go online, not simply to oxysilver.com. Here's a toll-free number that you can call to order the product. It is right now, really, seriously, folks, it is a great blessing at $29. It's a special introductory offer. The product is about a $56 8-ounce bottle, and that is, that's the going rate for it. We're going to try to keep the cost down below $40, we're challenged to do that, but we're trying to and stay committed to doing that for the average person so that they can afford this protection. It is an expensive procedure to produce this product, but we're going to try to keep it down to that range. Call toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787 to order OxySilver or any of the books and tapes we've mentioned during this program. Also, go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, to order all of the products. And as you do, you're supporting and sustaining not just our ministry, but our entire operations and research and development as well. So we thank you so much for the support. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I think we've come to the end of the Inside Hour. Again, next week, tell your friend, tell your family, support BBS Radio, get into the archives. $2 a month will get you into all the archive programs. Join us again next week, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. We love you. Thanks for joining us. Bye for now.